Control Center calling Pelham 123.
Rail Control Center, do you read me?
Who is this?
This is the man who is going to give this city a run for its money. Now you tell me, what is the going rate for a New York City hostage today? What do you think, $1 million a piece is too high?
Maybe I'm not the guy you should be talking to. I'm a civil service employee.
What time do you got on your watch?
2:13.
59 minutes, I'm gonna start killing passengers.
You don't want innocent people dying, do you?
You tell me.
Okay, here's the deal. Tony Scott and Denzel Washington reunite again with the new thriller, The Taking of Pelham 123. Along for the ride this time is a would-be subway hijacker as John Travolta doing his best to play a hard-cut thug. While the film hits all the right buttons for both an action flick and a hostage movie, it does just seem to be going through the motions at times. And with Tony Scott's overly flashy editing, it just seems that he's trying to cover up a mundane story. Denzel does a great job, as he always does with Scott's films, and Travolta gets an A for effort. But as an edgy villain, he just doesn't cut it. I had to giggle every time he dropped the F-bomb. The Taking of Pelham 123 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.